Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The apostle's ministry in Corinth was on trial. His talents, motivation, and teaching dismissed by factions who adorned themselves with heaping portions of elitist puffery and atrocious individualism. Get a load of this guy, Paul. He's not in our league. The irony was that these quarreling criticizers were themselves swimming in a toxic stew all too familiar to the church of every age. Divisions according to culture, origin, language, economic status. A misplaced pride in progressive modernity, gross over-optimism in the capacity of the human will, ever-present skepticism about the circumstances and meaning of Christ's return. Paul's response is high-proofed pastoral counsel, admonishment and comfort to sinner saints loved by the Lord. Even at certain points, launching into sharp apostolic retort, a blast of rebuke, a scolding call for repentance. It is quite insignificant, a trivial thing, says St. Paul, that I would ever be subject to your appraisal or assessment of me. Your opinion? Not worthy of my time, attention, or energies. It matters not. I really cannot concern myself with what you think of me. The only thing that matters is the faithful stewardship of the gospel. How's that for ministerial nerve? And yet, delivered appropriately enough from a sure apostolic foundation, entirely suitable to the occasion, striking close to home, exposing the plans, purposes, and counsels hidden deep in the dark recesses of the human heart. If you or I had been there, residents of first century Corinth, as members of the congregation, would we have been the targets of Paul's displeasure? Of that we can be certain. We are doctors of division. You need only observe a critical theory rampant and operative among us today, and we might even call one variety of that critical LCMS theory. There is no lack of roast pastor on our menu at our Sunday dinner tables. We mock those in authority over us. We ignore our preachers. We think we know better. We chafe at the orderliness of God's will. We are adept at covering our tracks. Yet, we crave glory. We are constantly examining ourselves, not in order to confess our sins for the words of absolution that are His who died, that we might live. Rather, we preen and tidy up in broken mirrors that we might mask those same sins, desperately chasing to gain even a smidgen of reputation and status, laud and honor from our chosen assortment of human acquaintances. Listen to me, begs St. Paul of the Corinthians. Only because I'm preaching Christ crucified. Be patient. Be prepared, says the apostle. You can try to fake out others, even yourself. But God is never deceived. Don't get ahead of the glorious destiny that is already ours in a baptismal promise applied. The final verdict, the only decree that counts, is His alone, and it is certainly coming at the last, the day of the Lord's return. Meanwhile, every other judgment, no matter how seemingly small or large, is subject to the whim and limits of mere human reason. Drop the mask. Don't be burdened by the anxieties of evaluation or opinions from others. Be clothed in the divine perfect robe of righteousness placed upon you in the crucified and resurrected Jesus. Stop with the phony snobbery carried along by your words and actions. Cease your dreamy fascination with the self-constructed conceits of those who are trying to overinflate their worth in the eyes of mere men. Allow the walls that divide you to be torn down in the sure-handed proclamation of the gospel that makes many into one, forgiven in that blessed flood from the cross. As co-workers in the Lord, our beloved pastors and missionaries, teachers and deaconesses have all been called and sent, rightly bound to a proper confession of the faith, only to be found by God as trustworthy stewards in the pattern set down by the apostles, as worthy servants of Christ, to be intensely vigilant and intent on handing over the mysteries that have been entrusted by God to the church and her holy ministry, the transformative, healing, and restoring word from the cross, and the certain hope of the resurrection of all flesh, things hidden from the reason of a faithless and unbelieving world. Here's how Paul explains such a stewardship. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to a few, to dozens, to hundreds. All this for the all-surpassing purpose of bringing God's righteousness and eternal salvation, a gift freely given to the undeserving multitude, even the factioned, the conceited, and the elitists, to all and for all, ever and only His by faith. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.